Kings of Leon, California Waiting. Steve, the public have been waiting for us to return.
Well, that's true enough.
All right?
Yeah.
They had the best of last
that
week.
Was a joy.
They had Camfield and us without Carl the week before, but it's been a while since we've all been together. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me is Steve Merchant, and over there, with his little sunburnty, baldy head, little Carl Pilkington.
Whee!
All right?
Yeah. That wasn't Steve slapping me head then, by the way.
No, that was just him clapping at, like, Steve Wright in the afternoon.
It's a great show.
Because he's so- it is a good show.
Yeah.
He's so pleased that we're a posse.
Yeah.
And we're all back together. Three holidays Carl's had this year. Last year.
Yeah, yeah,
three,
yeah.
I'd love to have three holidays. You've got to start putting the work in there.
Had two holidays, though.
No, you had three holidays. You went away with, Suzanne and her parents.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count.
It does count. If you book 2 weeks off the firm, you go away and you go, how was your holiday go? Well, it didn't really count, it wasn't a really good holiday. Can I have them days back, please? My New Year's resolution is to be nicer to you, but
well
talk
done,
sense.
You've already broken that.
No, but talk sense. Talk sense. You've had three holidays this year, and I'm just saying, you're in your 30s now, and 30s is when you should be really putting the work in.
That's true enough.
To reap the benefits in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 100.
Carl, what's your New Year resolution? What about think before you speak? It's worth, I mean,
see, I'm allowed to laugh. I'm allowed to laugh at things other people say, Carl. That one, that is a good suggestion. How was your holiday, Carl?
It was alright.
Right, brilliant.
But that, I don't see, on the kind of, on the ratio of good to bad in Carl's mind, that might be amazing, because we never
might be amazing,
seen the
it?
Praises of anything.
I'll tell you what, can we have, you know, a cracking little tune, and then come back and hear about Carl's holiday?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Let's keep it tight. Let Me Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Now, I can't put my finger on it, but that doesn't sound like the original. And it's off a compilation. It sounded a bit fast. I think the vocal was slightly different. If anyone can, you know, put me out of misery. I think it might be in a session of the time or something.
Carl, is it a New Year resolution for you? Another one. Maybe when we ask you to get a song, get the original, single version.
I could be
and
wrong,
not some
but,
obscure
but,
session.
Yeah. It does seem different, doesn't
very
it?
Very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we just remember it wrongly. Mm. But anyway, that's XFM for you. 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington. Carl, you went to Lanzarote.
Yeah.
People said don't go to Lanzarote. They told you it was Lanzagrotti. They told you, were they right or wrong?
They were right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit ropey, yeah.
Is it? Why?
Just, out there. If it wasn't for the, volcano they had, it'd been knackered.
That's their big draw, is
that's,
it?
That's it, basically. That's all they've got going for them.
When you landed, was it really hot? Did you, initially, were you quite excited? You were thinking, this is okay?
It was warm. It's, you know, we can't complain about the weather. The weather was all right.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's what I went for, but it'd be nice if there just was something else.
Yeah.
What did you do all day, then? Did you read your ritual book?
No. I didn't read that. I read that book. Do you know the book that I bought, and all the chapters were messed up?
Oh, yeah.
But I bought a better version of that.
All right.
And I read that.
Excellent.
And then,
did it make more sense in order?
Yeah, a lot easier to follow.
Yeah.
And then we went and had a look at the volcanoes and that. They've got 36 of them to look at.
How many did you look at before you realised that you've, you know, pretty much, you've seen one volcano, you've seen them all?
Probably about 6 or 7.
Really? And yeah. Then when you got to the 8th, you thought, now I know what this is going to be, Suzanne. This is going to be like a mountain with a hole in the top.
Yeah.
Really?
But it happened years ago as well. It's like, just keep a couple, fill the rest in, tidy it up.
Fill the rest in!
Yeah, no,
well,
yeah.
Getting some builders.
No, seriously though.
Okay, 4 million tons of concrete, please.
They're an absolute death trap.
Yeah, well, yeah. What do you mean, fill them in? Do you know what a volcano is?
It's just a hole, isn't it? That's happened.
Well, it's more than a hole. It's more a portal to the magma in the centre of the earth.
Back in 1730 it happened, and they still haven't sorted it out.
Well, when you say it happened, volcanoes were made a lot longer ago than 1730.
No, but the one that did Lanzarote in.
Right.
Sort it out.
What would you suggest? How can they fill it in? It's joined. It's all joined.
No, but what I'm saying is,
the big plates of the earth are all joined. All the magma's joined.
With the Trade Center thing, that happened. They cleaned it up, sorted it out, they've moved on. That's what I'm saying. Whereas Lanzarote have just gone, leave it. It happened back in 1730.
You misunderstand me. How, in the name of God, Can you fill in the volcano, you ignorant twit?
No, but it's not just the holes. They've actually left the lava everywhere. That's what I mean. It's not just the big holes. There's lava everywhere.
But it's molten rock. They can't just pick it up like they're like a carpet.
Put it in the holes. The holes are there ready. Just push it all in. That's what I'm saying.
What exactly is there then? Is it just a kind of moon-like kind of surround with just kind of dust and rocks?
That's exactly. You see, I was there when the Mars thing all went wrong. Yeah. I would have just sent a camera crew there, filmed a bit of that, right? And say, here we are. This is it. Yeah. Ignore the little coffee shop in the background. Yeah. Right? This is Mars, because that's where it's like just loads of dust.
Yeah.
Holes everywhere. Tidy it up.
Little round-headed aliens complaining. Yeah. It's just like Mars.
Yeah.
So is any, what's the best bit about the holiday? Come on, pretend you're Judith Chalmers.
I have been doing. I would have done all that. I would have said that. Don't bother. Well, I mean, the hotel was good.
Yeah?
That was all right.
What was that like?
It's all right. Just, you know, clean. That's all you want, isn't it?
See, that's not quite what Judith Chalmers does. She doesn't go, what's the hotel like? All right, yeah, clean, isn't it? All right. Well, what was it like? Was it, what was it? 3-star? 4-star? Did that have a swimming pool? What was the room like?
Yeah, I had a swimming pool and that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. If, you know, I think it was one of the better ones on the island.
Okay.
Nightlife?
Clubs? Wasn't really. Bars? Wasn't really. And there was a bar, there was some bands playing.
Yeah.
Not very good. Food. Food got a bit boring.
Yeah.
It was always the same food every night, but they sort of themed it and made out as if it was different. So, like, on Mexican night, it'd be chicken with a nacho on it.
Right.
Right.
And Chinese night, sort of chicken with a little prawn cracker on it and stuff.
Sure.
But that got a bit boring.
That's me just turning on my phone, because I want to read to you a text.
Right.
That I got from Carl. I think you've sort of set up the holiday in... in this text, don't you? Do you remember it?
I can't remember.
Let's have a look. Let's have a little look. Let's
instantly, what did Suzanne, your girlfriend, make of it?
Similar
view to you? That they should fill in the holes?
Yeah, it's just that thing, you see, I went on a coach trip, right? And you go and see the volcanoes. Like I say, there's 36 of them.
Yeah.
Which, you know, how many do you need? And when we're on the coach going round all these volcanoes, the fella on the front's going and, look out your left window at the moment, and there's a volcano. And, if you quickly look out of the right-hand side there, there's another one.
Right.
And on the left, it's just like, all right, we've seen it.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll talk about that trip in a bit.
Right, this is the text I got. From Carl, right? All right. Been up to a volcano. Been in some dead artist's house who built his house in the lava. They said they would show me science with volcanoes, but all they did was chuck some water in a hole, and it shot up in the air. No dwarves in the canteen, no scousers here, but there is a Swede woman with a big head. She looks effing gormless with a cap on. All right? So a little reference there to...
A Swede woman?
What's that mean? Do you mean Swedish?
Yeah.
Or she looked like a vegetable?
No, a Swedish woman. Hmm. But they've all got sort of... quite big bill, aren't they?
And so I sent him a text. Oh well, it's just good to be on holiday because you know I'm working. He sent back. So am I. Just been watching Sky News. There is a school for monkeys who want to get a band together.
Is that monkey news for later?
Oh My Corazon by Tim Burgess. I can't get enough of that. I love that chorus. Mm-hmm. On XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and little Carl Pilkington. But it was a nice holiday.
Yeah, it's alright. It's just, you know, I went there to relax and that.
Exactly.
Did a little bit of that. Trying to think of some new, you know, features and stuff.
Sure, always working, always working. 3 holidays a year, Jesus.
Well, not really three, not two.
It's all one big sort of like work thing to me and Steve.
It's holidays, isn't it? Work hard, you need the holidays. Yeah, the things that annoyed me was like, you get bored, sat around the pool after a couple of days. I'd read my book.
Yeah.
you know, there wasn't much going on the
conference. Not any crabs to throw sand at, was
no
there?
No crabs or anything, they wouldn't bother with Lanzarote, right? So, decided to go on a little trip. That's when I saw the volcanoes and that, 36 of them. So, we go on the trip, and the thing that annoys me, it does happen every holiday that you go on. If you go on a sort of a package thing, they have these trips, right? And you pay about 40-odd quid, and they give you some wine, sort of make it feel like you're getting your money's worth. But,
how many of these trips have you been on, then?
Loads. Probably about 12.
Four. More holidays than I've had. Go on.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, so you're on the coach, right, and they take you, for the volcanoes, they took us in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing else round there.
Sure.
Like I say, it's like Mars, but with holes in the ground.
Yeah.
Right? And, they sort of drop you off, and they go, right, everybody, see you back here in an hour. There's loads of volcanoes for you to look at, and a coffee shop over there. And you know, for a fact, right, you don't need an hour there. You could just say, well, just keep the engine running, because I'll have a look in this hole, we'll get back on, give us 5 minutes. Right? Don't need an hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know that they've got something going.
It's a backhander, definitely.
What, with the coffee shop?
Definitely, yeah. They go there, and they get everyone to have an ice cream and a coffee, and they sit down and have a fag talking to the bloke. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, cousin. Yeah.
How much was the coffee?
Was it probably about €3, so I think it was €3.50.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know, what, that's about £2.50, isn't
it? Yeah, they stitched you up. Well, I remember we were on a family trip to France once. We went to Paris. We got a coach coming back from Paris to one of the ferries, one of the ports, Calais or wherever it was. Coach trip. That's quite a long coach trip. And at one point, we were thinking, we're on the motorway, this is fine, we're making good progress. Suddenly, we came off the motorway. We must have gone, like, 40 minutes out of our way, end up in this street, completely empty, little French town, and, it's pulled up outside this, what appears to be a restaurant, and a guy jumps on, dressed like a butlin's red coat. He's French, but he's putting on a kind of English accent. He goes, hello, thank you very much, top of the morning, good morning, hello, come in, we've got food, drink, eh, you go upstairs, we've got rooms if you want to have a rest, eh, or play around, no, it's up to you. And, we all had to funnel off this thing into this restaurant, and this one family went, well, we don't want to go in the restaurant, we brought sandwiches, we just want to get to the port, we're not interested. And they said, well, you've got to come in the restaurant. And went, we don't want to come in the restaurant. So the guy said, well, I'll have to lock you in the coach. So this family were locked in the coach while we all traipsed off in, and I could just look, but I looked back and just saw this little kid with his face pressed up against the glass. I want to go in the restaurant. They were just stuck in there, absolutely livid, as you would be.
But that's definitely a backhander.
But we went inside, and it was extraordinary, because initially you had to pass through a souvenir shop to get into the restaurant.
Perfect.
And obviously, it was catered entirely to English tourists, so there was, like, pictures of the Queen and Prince Charles on the wall. It was done out in a kind of mock Tudor style. It's absolutely extraordinary. Extraordinary. I mean, it was so bizarre, because it was so out of the way. Did that come before the coach, sort of scam, or did the coach guy, he knows it, is he a brother of his? I don't know how those things come about, but, is that going on in this country?
Yeah,
with
French, I'm sure,
and German tourists?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Is it?
Yeah, that's I'm sure people say, look, if you bring 30 people to this restaurant, I'll see you all right. But it would, wouldn't it? If, you know, you got your favourites. Because you don't have to, though. The coach driver's pretty much God on those things. Because those people don't know where they're going anyway.
Yeah, but at least here, there's other stuff around. You don't really get that in the middle of nowhere situation in this country.
Well, not really. Not if you're going from, London to Manchester. You could stop off anywhere. They don't know where they are. There's places with nothing to do or see. It's that, what are those attractions? They're all, there's loads of them in America, but there's a few here, like, you know, Sheep World, and, you know, you go out to Gloucester, and there's a town that's got the biggest cotton reel in the world, and that's it. There's a tourist shop with a big cotton reel, and some bloke at the gate going, it's a quid to see it. There it is, right?
I went to, I know it's quite a big, I went to a Shire Horse Centre once.
Yeah.
But when did Shire Horses become so popular that they got their own theme parks?
Well, I think there's a museum for everything.
Yeah, possibly so.
I mean, I don't think you could think of someone that didn't have a museum somewhere in Britain, because obviously museums start off sometimes by fans.
But did people keep coming around going, I hear you've got a Shire horse, I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Well, people come all the time to see my Shire horse.
You should get another one, because I'd probably pay double for those two.
I'd pay good money to see your Shire horse.
yeah.
Shire horses. Have you seen them? They don't do anything. They're not like monkeys.
They're not like monkeys.
know. Pictures, but you look at them in a picture or look at them in real life, pretty much the same thing. They're not doing anything.
If they could train a Shire horse to swing on a rope and masturbate,
exactly.
I'd pay double.
You pay good money.
I'd pay double for that.
Yeah.
There's a museum in Italy when we went there a couple of years back. Suzanne had like one of those little guide things. Museum there just for spaghetti.
Yeah.
I mean, well, open a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it interesting spaghetti? Spaghetti in different shapes?
Don't know, I didn't go. I went to see a big hole in the ground.
Sure.
Can't get enough of them.
Well, but out of 10 then, what would you give it out of 10? All in all, food, location,
right.
Relaxation, you know, enjoyment.
Yeah, that's 6.
Okay, brilliant.
6, yeah.
Next week, where are you going next week? You're not on holiday next week?
No, no. Going away with Suzanne's mum and dad again.
Five holidays. Play a record. You've got to put some work in. You're in your 30s now. You've got to knuckle down. Cheering breaks. Mind over money. XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. Stephen Merchant. Little Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of emails. Different people have visited various tourist attractions.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see who's this from. Not quite sure. But thanks very much indeed for it. There's a link here. It's apparently in Devon. Barometer World.
Brilliant.
It's the world of barometers. It was established in 1979. And,
by one bloke who had a lot and thought, I can charge a quid for this, definitely.
Here's the
out of his own house, probably. Converted back scuttle.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism for a sexual act.
But look at the webpage here, Rick. There's a picture of a beautiful barometer being held by a beautiful lady.
Lovely. Who's definitely his daughter.
Yes.
Definitely. Come on, Kathy. Hold that. Dad, no. Come on. Undo your top a little bit. Dad! Definitely made to do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that slight look of I hope no one I know sees just checks out Barometer World.
Barometer World.
Yeah, that's available. If you want to check that out, www.barometerworld.com.
Now, barometers. Now, do they work?
They're to do with checking, is it the air pressure?
Well everything, but I think that's what it's based on, isn't it? Sort of low and high pressure, so it's going to rain, it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
Or going to be windy or, but I wonder how accurate they are.
I think in the days before satellite sort of weather surveillance systems, probably essential.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
As essential as hanging some seaweed out by the back door?
Probably.
I think it's probably similar. I think it's the same one as holding a needle and thread over a pregnant woman. If it goes clockwise, it'd be a boy.
Yeah. The thing about a barometer is how far into the future can it predict?
Exactly. How do you know?
If it's a case of you may as well stick your head out the window to see if it's raining.
Exactly. This barometer goes, oh, it's gonna be windy and rainy. When? The barometer goes, soonish.
Yeah.
So, can't say, but so, it will, well, within 7 days.
I don't want to be specific because you'll have me.
Yeah. You'll... I don't, but I mean, you know, I'm just a barometer. I'm not really a weather
really
person.
I can't analyse the information.
Yeah. Brilliant.
What's in there what's happening? In there, what chemicals are being affected? How does it work?
I don't know. I assume it's probably something.
Wait a minute, let me email Barometer World.
What could it be?
It could be quite interesting.
It could be mercury that's based on a sort of temperature that goes up with. Oh no, it's not temperature, is it, barometer? It's pressure.
Mm.
So it's probably just very fine. It's like a fine, very very fine needle, isn't it?
This is almost as embarrassing as last time we were on. We couldn't figure out what the name of the leader of China was. Was it the King of China? The Prince of China?
Oh, this is where we, were trying to imagine what it'd be like if all the Chinese people at once jumped up and down and made a big tidal wave.
But if you do know what the name of the leader of China is, we don't mean the name of the particular person in charge, but if it's a King of China, the Emperor of China, the Chancellor of China, the Prime Minister of China.
Well, it used to be an emperor, didn't it? That was Japan.
Yeah, this is it. I don't know what's the big guy in charge. Is he still the chairman? I know Chairman Mao was important. I think he was just the chairman. I think he just governed all the big meetings.
Yeah. I don't know.
He just kept the minutes.
Head Chinaman?
Head Chinaman. The major Chinaman. The top Chinaman. Number one Chinaman.
Do you know what? We're going to be honest here. We know so little about China.
It's true.
We know so little about China. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
But if you've got any interesting facts about China, Then email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Also, I imagine, the email address to use if you're going to take part in this week's Rockbusters.
I did realize the interesting fact. I'm researching, I'm doing a show called Politics, and I was researching, and there's a thing about, sweatshops. Yeah, no. Sweatshops, Nike. There's these facts, right? And, these people get, like, you know, a few cents an hour, and the CEO, I forget his name, for a Chinese woman to earn his 5.2 billion, she'd have to work, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 10,000 years. But Steve, they don't.
They don't.
They don't. They obviously don't want to.
Exactly.
They don't want to. They don't
want
to.
Lazy, Rick.
Ian Jury and the Blockheads, hit me with your rhythm stick.
Rick, are you likely to be going to Cumbria on your stand-up tour?
Almost certainly not. Why?
Well, it's just because you might want to visit the Cumberland Pencil Museum. that's the journey through the history of pencil making.
I do like pencils.
Really?
Yeah, I just used one then. So,
do you have any idea how that was made?
No, was it?
Let me email them.
Now, Chinese people.
Oh, incidentally, it's the premiere of China. The premiere.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
But, when you were away, Carl, we worked out if there's 1 in 10 people are sort of like gay in some way, with 1 billion Chinese people, there's 100,000 little gay lesbian Chinese fellas of some sort. What do you think of that?
What do you mean?
Well, if I think so, so some sort of form of gayosity, whatever it's called, is sort of like 1 in 10, right?
1 in 10 people are gay, apparently.
That's
right.
That does seem a bit high, though, doesn't it?
I thought it was lower than that.
What? You mean more than that?
Yeah.
But don't think so. I think that's of any sort of nature, anything.
But what time did they do the survey on the streets as well? Because, you know, they go out late, so if they're doing the survey sort of around lunchtime, forget it, they're not going to get any.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all asleep.
But if they're out at, say, 1 in the morning...
Well...
It's going to be higher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know Carl's favourite song, The Killing of Georgie?
Mm.
A little gay fella goes out and, he gets, beaten up and that. Carl went, yeah, but would it have happened if he'd have been going out at a decent time?
True.
But clearly in the lyric, it says, Georgie left the theatre before the final curtain fell.
Yeah.
Now, theatre's finished about 10:30.
Yeah.
So, even to give him half hour, I reckon it was only about 11 o'clock. So, you're talking rubbish there.
Are you sure that wasn't his curtains in his flat? And he's closing them before he goes out?
No, he was at the theatre. But I'll tell you what, I just realised something. Maybe where most people were going home after theatre, he was just going out.
Exactly.
That theatre to him is like a matinee.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He's off out clubbing, isn't he? He's off down, he's gonna get some ammo. He's gonna get a couple of butt plugs, and he's not even gonna start dancing till midnight, is he?
Have any of us ever met any gay people? It's just, I mean, our view of them is, I don't know. Email in if you've met a gay person.
Yeah.
Tell us where we're going wrong.
Yeah, have any of us ever met a gay person?
I mean, the way we talk about these, it's like, have we ever met Chinese people? I've seen them. I've seen them out there wandering the streets, but I don't think I've ever.
Now here's the irony. I definitely know and have met more little gay fellas than little Chinese fellas.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any little Chinese friends?
There was a girl at school who was Chinese, but she was kind of inscrutable. Couldn't get close to her. She was sort of mysterious.
Right.
Rockbusters?
Yeah, brilliant.
Right then, this is where I give you a little cryptic clue. And some initials, and it sort of makes up a band or an artist and stuff like that.
Yeah,
sort of being the operative phrase. Isn't
it? Let's see how he reads this clue.
Yeah,
this is going to sound like Oscar Wilde.
Clue number one.
Three different clues.
Oscar Wilde was Chinese, apparently.
Was it?
Yeah, it was illegal then.
Right. Will you leave the entrance to my garden alone?
Sorry.
Will you leave the entrance to my garden alone?
Are we back on the gay thing, or is this? This is the clue.
That's the clue.
Right.
Clue for Rockbusters number one. Will you just leave the entrance to my garden alone, will you?
Right, that doesn't count, because I know what it is.
And what was- sorry, what were the initials?
What are the initials?
GG.
Correct.
Yeah, right, but you've got to pronounce the artist correctly. I'll pronounce the artist, because I know what it is.
Don't ruin it.
No, no, when the answer comes, I'll pronounce the artist.
Right, can we just focus, please, on the quiz? Go. What was the clue again? Give it again.
Will you leave the entrance to my garden alone? Not messing with it, right?
GG.
Okay. Right?
Next.
Doesn't count.
Next.
Incorrect.
Don't phone, but you can send a message on my mobile if you want, right? That's yeah. T. It's another little easy one. And, the last one. We were sharing out the mail sheet.
Right, that doesn't count either.
Can we just fuck-
I know what that is. I know what that is.
I don't care, we'll come to that later.
Yeah.
And number three. We were sharing out the mail sheet, and I think I got the best one. Right? DG.
DG.
Yeah. So quickly again. Will you leave the entrance to my garden alone? There's not messing about with it.
Yeah.
Right? GG.
Yeah.
Don't phone, but you can send us a message on my mobile if you want. Right? That was T. And the last one was sharing out the mail sheep, and I got the best one, so that's good. Right? DG.
Alright, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Have we got any prizes?
Do you want to have a look?
Well, don't worry about it.
Oh,
just,
this is
don't worry about it. Have we got any prizes?
Just, look, the clues are rubbish, the clues don't work, the show. It's, I mean, this is pathetic. Play a record.
That's what it should be called, and the clues don't work.
Blur, out of time on XFM. Well, we're not out of time, we've still got an hour left, boys.
Hey!
Luckily.
Brilliant. A lot of emails, obviously, about the Chinese. People as fascinated as we are. I don't want to discuss it, you know, interminably, Rick, because there's so much to say and we've said most of it in the past.
Yeah.
Get a couple of emails. In fact, I think, Carl, you told us this information. Remind me of it again. If all the Chinese people in the world were...
We're in a line on that, because there's loads of them, you'd never get to the end of it.
Right.
No, it's not that.
It is
no, if all the Chinese people formed a line and started walking out of China, you'd never get to the end of it.
That's what I just said.
No, it's because though, they'd be having babies. You know what I mean? Still, it'd be adding to it all the time, wouldn't you?
But would they be walking and shagging and having babies as they're walking out?
Yeah, that is.
I'd love to see someone organise that. Maybe the Record Breakers team.
I tell you what, I'd love to see Ross McWhirter or Norris, who's the one that's alive?
I forget, Norris, I think.
Norris, right. I'd love to see him to coordinate that.
Yeah.
1.2 billion little Chinese fellas. Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. Yeah.
And where are they walking out of China? Which exit are they taking?
They're taking the-
Through Tibet?
Gate 9 Slip Road, the M43, to St. Petersburg, right? And they go, and walking, and shagging.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because some presumably are dying as they're leaving.
No, but they live to 120.
That's true.
So
they claim.
So, yeah, well, we know Carl's theory on that. Do you want to just tell new listeners your theory about when all these Chinese people get the records for oldest people in the world? Come on, what's your theory, Carl?
Leave it.
Carl,
just that they're probably lying.
Why?
Because a lot of them don't age that well. Some of them do. A lot of them don't. And they always look older than they are. I read the other day, right? Do you know the one who was the oldest woman in the world? Mm-hmm. Right? Chinese woman, right? Yeah. The way she did it, it was...
She didn't die. That was her secret. Yeah. What she did, she got up every day and didn't die.
No, she was, like, awake and that. And then she'd have 2 days just sleeping.
Right.
So she wasn't really that old.
What do you mean?
Well, she'd only sort of lived half of her life in a way.
Well, we all live 2/3 of our life, don't we?
No, but she was like awake and that, and then she'd go, oh, I'll go out of bed. And then that'd be it for 2 days.
Talking of sleeping, man alive, I went to see the last part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Why?
Well, it's like a family thing now. Every Christmas, my family and I have been going to see The Lord of the Rings, the next instalment. It's like a family thing.
What will you do if they keep making them?
Oh, I tell you, I've wasted now about 10 hours of my life with that tripe.
You can never get that back.
I can never get that back. That's what Peter Jackson owes me. 10 hours now he owes me of my life. It is absolute drivel.
Well, I know.
We've said this before, I don't want to harp on again about it, but I cannot fathom why everyone is so excited and loves these films so much. Like you say, people review saying it's the best film ever. I think this is the greatest movie I'll ever see. And I don't... It's like they go, but look at all the fight sequences.
But Tolkien being up there in literature, like, you know what I mean? It's sort of like Shakespeare. Tolkien.
No!
No! No.
But what is it that he's writing about exactly?
I don't know.
Little midget fellas who can't get shoes. Wonder, I mean, I've got big feet. I've got size 14. I can get shoes.
Oh, God.
So but not
know,
for male
but order. I know, it is like, it's like, Harry Potter taken seriously.
Yeah.
But I know who's watching it. It's like these people who are watching it are obviously nerds, people who live in Forbidden Planet. They love it. They can't believe their luck.
But that's the core audience, but it's obviously bigger than that.
But then it's also people who can think they have a go, like menopausal women thinking, well, I'll write a book then. Globlin came into the cave.
Exactly.
Right? And they're sort of like 13-year-old sons who've never shown an interest in anything except glue, now yeah. writes orc
yeah, exactly.
on his exercise book, and so they're loving it. It's like, yeah.
It's God. Uniting, bringing people together. But at the end, right, I mean, it's taken them now, like, 9 hours to get from one part of Middle-earth to the end, to the other end, so they can destroy the ring, the evil ring.
Did they do a line? Was it?
I don't know what they...
Like these little Chinese fellas.
And, it's taken them 9 hours of their time and my life, as yeah. well, to get there. And, at the end, they all say goodbye.
They do it in real time. Why didn't they edit it?
Oh. I mean, that's what it felt like. It really, yeah. it can't have, it must have taken them less time, you know, within the sort of logic of the book to get there than it did for me to watch it. And, at the end, they sort of say goodbye to each other and they all hug. So there's like, you know, there's little midget one, you know, Frida. Saying goodbye to, you know, Bjorn.
What are
and
they
Benny.
Called in the thing? Because are they PC in it? Are they called like midgets and dwarves?
No, they're called hobbits.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
So we should call small people hobbits from now
yes.
on.
That's what they are, just to make it kind of topical and they'll like that as well. Give them sort of, you know.
So if you see a little, on the way home, if you saw a little
midget fella.
4 foot midget fella, just call, say, excuse me, hobbit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
call
fine.
Call him
then.
Frodo. Hey, Frodo! He'd like it. He'd love it because everyone loves the Lord of the Rings.
They love it. No, everyone loves the Lord of the Rings.
In the end, if you ever get to the end, they all hug each other. They say, well, basically Frodo has to say goodbye to all his other little fellas, and so he's hugging us. I don't know how many of them there are, and he's hugging them, right? And it is the most interminable thing I've ever seen. It's like the music's playing. They look into each other's eyes. He hugs them. He hugs. They pull back. They look at each other again. They're like, we'll never see each other again. Then he hugs the next one, and I was just screaming. I was thinking, hug, just one big group hug.
Yeah.
Then we can get out of
like an American football team.
Exactly.
Just go.
Yeah,
knock
not
heads.
Each individual one. Oh. I mean, it's dragging on God. And on and on. And apparently on the DVD, there's like an extra sort of 20 minutes of extra footage of scenes he's cut out. Who's watching this tripe? Who cares?
I don't know.
I genuinely,
have we lost some of our popularity by slagging off Lord of the Rings?
I don't care. Screw them. If you love it, if you can't live without Lord of the Rings, screw you. I don't want you as a listener. I can't fathom it. Really, it's not like I'm trying to be wayward or controversial. I can't get my head around the popularity.
But doesn't Harry Potter annoy you as well, though?
Yeah, but it's, at least it's kind of over in an hour and a half.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
Well, I went to the toilet 3 times during the course of the film.
Really?
It's unbelievable. The woman sat next
sexy
to me.
Sexy stuff in it, was there?
Some of those little pixies with the pointed ears. It just took me back to, all, you know, Mr. Spock. Oh. All those glorious days. But, it really is just... I mean, have you seen any of them? You've not bothered.
I've seen one, and it was long, and I thought it was nicely filmed, and I thought, well, okay, I'll just get through it. It was just a list of, oh, and here come the orcs.
Exactly.
Right, okay, we see the orcs now. Yeah.
But it's like people go, oh, look at the amazing fight sequences, the amazing immense battles. And it's true, he's got thousands of actors and stuff on horses, brilliant, but I'm not impressed by good time management.
No.
Well done, he's got all those people together, he's orchestrated it, well done. But yeah. it's got to be more interesting. My friend summed it up, he said the Lord of the Rings films, they're like the film equivalent of an Enya song.
Yeah.
And that to me is exactly
yeah,
right. Lots
exactly.
of billowing dresses, slow yeah. musical moments.
That's good.
People riding good. Majestically on horses.
Enya.
Constantly riding majestically everywhere.
Dido's taken over from Enya in that.
Well,
so. I've got a confession to make.
Go on.
I like that latest Dido song.
Oh, play a song.
I know. I thought I'd never. I don't
Rick,
know what to say.
On? Let me explain something to you about Dido.
Oh, God. Baby, come on down. Till I get there. Biting Bottles, Richard Ashcroft on XFM.
We've had an email which I think, I suppose, puts my hatred of Lord of the Rings into perspective. It says, yeah, you may have spent 10 hours of your life wasting your time with Lord of the Rings, but imagine how many hours of people's lives this show, have wasted for
yeah,
instance.
That's true, yeah.
I suppose it does, you know, balance.
2 hours a week for a couple of years.
We can never give that back to people.
I know, it says it mounts up, doesn't it?
Yeah. We should be doing some kind of community service for people, you know, maybe pop around.
Well, this is community service, isn't it? Because Carl, it makes his brain work a little bit.
True.
And it, you know, keeps him, you know, from going on holiday. Sort of for 2 hours a week, which is good. We spent New Year's Eve together, me and Carl.
Oh yeah.
It was me and Jane, Carl and Suzanne. Her hair doesn't really look like Dave Hill. I must confess.
You didn't see it when it was done though.
Yeah, she had the coat on that you bought her to say sorry though, didn't she?
Yeah.
And Martin Freeman and his girlfriend Amanda, mm-hmm. Glyn, and we all went for a meal,
mm-hmm.
and then we all went back to ours, and sort of in the new year and all that, and all the fireworks, and then in the wee hours when just the drinking seriously starts, we started playing parlour games,
mm-hmm.
and do you know that game when you go round? Started off like with pop bands or rock bands, you have to say a band, and then they have to come up with a band immediately that starts with the letter that your band ended with.
Right.
So Suede, E, Erasure. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, go around. Yeah. We did that, right? And then we'd have to change that because people were sort of using the same ones crop up. So I said, well, let's do animals. We're doing animals. And, I gave Carl one. I think Carl panicked. He had to go, do it quite quick. I want to just test it on you.
Okay. Is this bands? What is it?
I said, now what did I say? Basically I said an animal and it ended with E. Okay, so I go, skate.
Eagle.
There you go.
Yeah, but hang on, I think I was the third person. Right, so, think of another one.
Eel?
Yeah, I had that, yeah, I did that one.
Alright. Right.
Yeah, a lot of E's coming up. Elephant.
Yeah.
Do you know what Carl said?
Go on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Egg.
Oh, in a sense, I suppose.
Egg? He went, yeah. I went, no! Wrong! He went, well, what? And then Martin came to his rescue and went, well, what is an egg? Animal, vegetable, mineral. I said, well, it's animal, but it's a we can't have egg.
But would you allow a tadpole?
Well, yes. Yeah, because it's a larval stage. Yeah, no, but egg, you might as well have leg. Or eye. Uterus. It doesn't count. Egg, you panicked. Brilliant.
Oh, I still think I'm right.
Well, you're not right.
No.
We were naming, you know.
It's a bit of fun though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You meant, why obey the rules? It's
exactly, yeah, no, that is true.
Don't bother
that is
the
true.
Rules.
That is true.
You had the fireworks in the year, did you?
Yeah.
What, you had them yourself?
No, you could see across the river, we could see them. But, actually very impressive, and I'll tell you what, they got it right this year. Instead of 2 hours of letting off fireworks, people were going, oh, can we go now? It was 3 minutes, and they spent £1 million on the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you can stand, 3 minutes of fireworks.
Oh.
To me, fireworks are like watching Lord of the Rings.
Exactly, absolutely.
I've never been impressed as a child.
Never been impressed.
I've never been impressed as an adult. But a big bang, a huge big explosion, that'll do me.
I used to go to, they used to have little community fireworks displays at Christmas, things like that, near our school, maybe in the school or at the local kind of community centre. And I used to go along to them with the family and everything, get the sparklers, and they would have the fireworks, and that would be, and I was just bored silly. And I always thought that if the guy organising it had wheeled out an enormous firework,
yeah.
climbed in, gone, last one to the moon's a bender, and then shot off. That, I'd have been, yeah, that'd be
good, yeah.
But it's just interminable.
Do you reckon I could take out that church?
Yeah,
from
exactly,
here?
Yeah.
Get money on it, go
yeah,
on
yeah,
then.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That'd be worth it, wouldn't it? But little zoom, another one, oh, Christ.
So a friend of mine was telling me that they once had some indoor fireworks. Which apparently is just, I mean, imagine that, what, who needs indoor fireworks?
Well, I think that's just little, yeah. I think one of the things, we got indoor fireworks once when I was little, and I remember one of the fireworks was that little celluloid fish that you put in the palm of your hand.
Of course.
And it goes, oh, you're sexy.
Yeah.
What, it curled up because of the heat of your hand? Yeah. Oh. You're dead. It didn't curl. Actually, it's granddad. He's dead.
Yes.
His hands are cold. Oh, no. That's the only way that would be, oh, yeah.
That's
well,
the only test.
How did you discover he was dead? We used one of those predictive fish. It came out dead.
Yeah.
Just flat.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time though, Carl?
What, at your place?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good night, wasn't it?
We danced, didn't we?
A bit of a dance.
What, the two of you together?
Yeah, Amanda had got one of those, DVD films. No, straight to, you know, DV cameras.
Camera.
It goes
right.
straight to,
DVD.
Yeah,
okay.
Amazing, right? And, Carl was doing his moonwalking. I was sort of doing some sort of jazz step, wasn't I? Sort of like Michael Jackson. I ended up jumping up on the couch with both feet and falling straight back on my back.
Of course you did.
I can't believe I was alright.
Yeah.
What's the chance of that? It's when you're drunk that you sort of like, you revert to childhood and you sort of bounce.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, luckily-
Is that DVD gonna be available in the shops later this
Yeah!
Track one, side one, the first Talking Heads album, Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town.
On XFM 104.9.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's Rockbusters result, isn't
ooh,
it?
Okay.
Alright.
Brilliant.
Do you want the prizes, by the way?
Not really.
Not bothered?
No.
Right, some videos and DVDs
yeah,
and that,
yeah,
some good stuff.
VHS hype.
Mm-hmm. Couple.
$4.99.
Is that one
TV
about weather?
TV titles, what?
There's the weather one, that's gonna be on telly. Donald McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
That's in there, if you want that.
Yeah.
He
reckons Donald McIntyre ripped him off, because he did a thing about how much it costs to have a chimp, cheap as chimps. What was the other thing you think someone ripped you off? Rockbusters?
Ken Baruth on Radio 2 is doing Songs of Phrase. He was doing that over Christmas.
Was
I took 1 week off, he's in there.
And when he heard that Donald McIntyre was doing a programme about wind, he thought he was moving on Auntie Nora.
Right. So, the first one, will you leave the entrance to my garden alone? Right, that was the cryptic clue. The initials were GG.
Yeah.
That was Gareth Gates.
Gareth Gates. Gareth.
Gareth Gates.
No, but it's Gareth Gates, isn't it? So, why would you say to someone Gareth? Is that like a, what's that, a Manchester thing when you say Gareth?
Gareth Gates.
The bloke who came second in Pop Idol, yeah, Gareth Gates.
So that's the first
what
one.
What was that about getting off the thing, though? Leave my entrance alone. Now I don't understand why it's got to do with leaving my entrance alone.
The gates bit.
But what's Gareth got to do with it?
The second one was
ignoramus.
Don't phone, but you can send me a message on my mobile if you want.
Yeah.
The initial was T.
Yeah.
Text us, right? Just
no, it's text. The word's text.
Yeah,
so you'd have to say text me.
Text us.
Text. What do you mean? No, text me. What's that?
The third one was we were sharing out the male sheep and that. Right?
Yeah.
I got the best one. DG, right? We're sharing out the male sheep.
Get to it! It doesn't work anyway. Get to it. What is it?
Delta Good Ram.
Delta Good Ram. You were Delta Good Ram.
Delta Good Ram. Alright, so who's the winner?
We're gonna give it to Stephen Gunning from Tooting. He's got all of those right. I don't know how, but well done to him. And he wins some crap in a jiffy bag.
Literally.
You too on XFM?
Yeah. Snow Patrol and Run on XFM 104.9.
Yeah, not bad at all.
So everyone had a good Christmas though, yeah? Really, Carl, even though it was like a little bit Lanzagrotti, it was a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
What was the book you read, by the way? Someone just emailed in and wanted to know. What was the book you read?
It was The Governor.
The Governor?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Did you buy Susanna a gift in the end? Which you surprised
her
with on Christmas
Day? Yeah, after that show that we did before Christmas.
Yeah.
I was walking home thinking, oh, might as well treat her then.
Yeah.
Went and got her a necklace.
Nice.
Actually, she said she wanted a necklace, but I didn't know which one, but went and got one.
Yeah.
And she was happy with that.
Yeah.
That shut her up. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And did she get you a gift back?
She did get me something, yeah.
See, we knew she would.
Of course she would.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, she got me a little Game Boy Advance to take on holiday, because she knows I get bored.
Lovely.
Right? So that was good, but I was like, hang on a minute. I know how much I spent.
Oh,
and I know how much these are, right? But I was clever though. When I got to the airport, I bought to get me an extra sort of get to bought me an extra game for it.
Yeah.
Got the value.
Of course.
When you were growing up, did you wait to ask your mum for sweets right at the counter so the woman would embarrass her into getting you it?
What, you mean just slip it in the basket?
Well, no, just wait till there's some, a stranger watching before you ask for sweets.
Mum, can I have a Kinder Egg?
Did you sit in front of Suzanne when it got to, Suzanne, can you get me something else? Because remember I spent more on that necklace than you did on that Game Boy Advance. And the woman in Dixon's goes, oh, you better get him something else. She goes, oh, bloody hell, all right then.
Nah. She did well, though. You know what I mean?
She's done well to keep you, hasn't she?
Because well.
You're such a find.
You're quite a catch.
Yeah, she must wake up every morning and go, "Ooh, I am the luckiest girl in the world."
Well, she told you that the other night.
What?
She said the other night how good it is living with me.
I said to Suzanne, it must be great, because I only see him 2 hours a week and I like to squeeze his little head. You can do that all day, every day. Does she ever squeeze your head?
Nah.
No.
No. It's like that thing though, isn't it? It's like when you work in a chocolate factory. You get sick of it, don't you? It's there all the time.
Yeah, she must think, well, I could squeeze that in any time I wanted. It's not worth it. I just, yeah.
What about your Christmas?
My dad, I'm wondering if you're turning into my dad. Cause, he bought my mum a bracelet. He won't mind me talking about this because he said you'll probably talk about this on the radio. And you're right, Dad. I am talking about it. He bought my mum a, little gold bracelet. Lovely, lovely gift. You know, it was a lovely thing. And she opened it, she loved it. And everyone thought, what a great gift, lovely gift. He wouldn't stop talking about it. He wouldn't stop talking about the gift he bought. He kept on grabbing my mum's arm and showing it to people. Look at that, look at the gleam on that.
The gleam!
See, look at the shine on that, look at the gleam there. Look
the
at that.
Gleam!
And do you know what he said? He said, the great thing about that's pure gold. He went, it's an investment. That's an investment, there. Because gold, you know, it's always worth something gold.
I love that when people give a gift and go, it's an investment. I love it.
But what, not only does it sort of take away any of the romanticism of it, but it was the way he constantly was talking about how great a gift it was that he bought.
I haven't heard the word gleam for 30 years.
Look at the gleam on that.
The gleam.
Look at that, look at the sparkle on that. And look at that, and it looks like rope. That's what he kept saying, it looks like rope. It looks like gold rope. And, he just can't, I don't know, I heard it, he disappeared, we opened gifts, he went disappear, I could hear him in the kitchen going, think about that's pure gold, that, Elaine, that's pure gold.
I might melt that down.
Yeah. John, next door, the next door neighbour, John, look at that, look at the shine on that.
That's great, that's brilliant though.
But it's just, it doesn't sort of undermine the gift a bit, if you keep on droning on about
people,
how great
people,
it is.
If people enjoy giving, that's nice, isn't it, and you got to, you know, what did your mum say?
She can get a word in edgeways.
That's a step up from a jar of coffee, though, isn't it?
It is a step up, yeah.
That's good. Oh. What about yours?
I didn't get my mum and dad anything this
what?
Time. No, because I'm always treating them anyway. Whenever they, you know, if they need a few quid, if I can help.
Well, you are the gift that keeps on giving, Carl.
No, but don't just go giving anything just for the sake of it. You know what I mean? Wait for the time that's right sort of thing, just because it's Christmas. Because...
Yeah, I mean, there's no better time, is there, really?
No, I just was going to say my mum and dad didn't get me anything, but they did.
What'd they get?
But, just some money.
Mm.
But, I'll get them something when the time's right, do you know what I mean? They always need bits and pieces through the year, so...
Yeah.
I'll look after them.
Sure.
But, it was weird being away.
Has anyone caught on to the fact that, you know, they leave groceries in the telephone box near your dad yet?
No, that's still going on.
Is it?
Going on, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? Mm. That is just fantastic. So when he needs a loaf of bread, pint of milk, just goes down. Does he ever give that as gifts?
Now listen, are we doing the film thing in a bit?
Oh.
Got more prizes.
Yeah.
Is it better than Rockbusters?
It's alright, I did it in a bit of a rush because I was only in yesterday, wasn't I?
Sure.
Well yeah, if you take 3 holidays a year, then there's not enough time for the work. Me and Steve like to, you know, put our priority into, you know, doing the work, coming up with a good product, and getting a holiday when we can. You know, I haven't
well,
really
I'd love a holiday, Rick. You know,
I love a holiday.
But I don't do the holidays for me. It's for Suzanne, isn't it? She's the one who likes going away.
With
so
you,
I'll just go. Yeah, so I'll go with her. Do me bit.
When you were playing Game Boy, right, and you looked in the hole, and you were reading your book, what is she doing?
She'll sort of. She'll make things seem more interesting to me. Do you know what I mean? So, like, when we're at the hole, and the bus driver said, you've got an hour here, I said, why have I got an hour here? I go to a funeral with someone who I loved in a ground and don't spend an hour around it. Why do I want to... Do you know what I mean? Why do I want to spend an hour looking in this?
Wasn't that terrible when your auntie just shot up in all this magma?
Yeah.
That was terrible, wasn't it? That was the worst funeral you'd ever been to, wasn't it?
But she'll
tell you, that would make funerals more interesting.
If they just, it was a cremation and a burial.
Yeah.
You just put them in a volcano and they go, 2, 3, here they go, wee! Up to heaven!
I was having a conversation with my flatmate about songs that would be inappropriate to have at your wedding, at your funeral.
And horny, just, surely,
that
is
was
one.
It. Yeah, was
horny,
really? Yeah, that was the first one we came up with. I'm horny, 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 horny. That was the first one we came up with.
Isn't Robbie Williams' Angels one of the,
Yes.
Biggest
and
ones.
I think Wind Beneath Your Wings.
Yeah.
I think is apparently quite popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's play that on Auntie Nora's. Yeah. <aren't you? laughs>
Bit of Boston?
Yeah.
A bit of who? Busted?
Boston. More than a feeling. Right. Much more than a feeling. Boston. More than a feeling. XFM 104.9. Well. Another big moment here. We've had Rockbusters. Now we're gonna have, Carl's film quiz thing, ain't it?
Yeah, film quiz thing. I've done Planet of the Apes, right? Because okay. One of the things we did in Lanzarote went on this tour with sort of three northern blokes, and they didn't really know what they were talking about.
Joking. You're joking. What? Northerners not know what they're talking about. You're having a laugh.
No, they'd obviously sort of not had much luck here, right, and thought, let's go over to Lanzarote, buy some vans, right, get people in it, we'll do a tour of the island. Mm. And whenever someone asks the question, like, what year did the volcano happen, they go, oh, we'll take you to the visitor centres, you can read about it there. So they never actually answered anything, right? So they were useless. But one of the things that they told us was that Planet of the Apes was filmed in Lanzarote.
Mm. Right, okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
A bit of it. Well, does it? Does that make sense?
Well, what do you
mean, does
it?
All right, well, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Okay, anyway.
No! No, I mean, if they wanted to show sort of an Aaron, sort of barren, sort of post-apocalyptic sort of subject, choose where you went on holiday.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, but when we were there, well, he took us to this sort of beach, and I said, is this where they did it? And he was like, yeah. I said, what, right there, yeah. And I watched it, and I couldn't see where I was.
Yeah, you know that if you watch a film from 1968 and you've been to the same place, you're not going to feature, they're not going to see you in the back walking along the beach.
It's a new one, new Planet of the Apes.
Oh, the recent Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah.
Right.
Right, so I thought I'd sort of...
Now that sounds a little bit more far-fetched. I would have thought that was probably a lot in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, is this the current Planet of the Apes or the old one you've done?
Current Planet of the Apes.
This is the recent one.
Alright, there'll be a question at the end of it, so listen on that.
Is this entertaining to anyone, this? I mean, just take the last 4 minutes of conversation.
But seriously, Rick, who cares?
I don't.
Do you?
No.
I don't.
DVD's selling well.
Exactly, what do I care?
Right, come on then.
Alright, so Planet of the Apes, question at the end of it, listen and win some stuff, alright?
Where am I? What is this place? Hang on a minute, hang on. According to the Lanzarote guide, we've been dropped off at the volcano bit. Apparently there's 36 volcanoes here to be seen.
I hope you don't mind my saying, but this is a waste of time.
What do you mean? Don't know why they need 36 volcanoes. Just keep one. Fill the rest in. A car park or something. Excuse me, guide. What's, why's the bus dropped us off here? What's so special about this place?
Well, according to our holy writings, that is where creation began. Where the Almighty breathed life in the time before time.
Well, it's amazing that, isn't it? All this has been studied for years and years. What about the coffee shop there? Is that old, is it?
Well,
nothing. You're out to rip us off. The rate's about £4 for a coffee there. Always ripping people off. That's what annoys me with these trips. You get us in the middle of nowhere, we're dying of thirst. I'm not able to do without. The reason I've come here, I believe this is where they did Planet of the Apes, innit? Love monkeys. Especially the ones in Planet of the Apes, because they talk and that.
Talking monkeys can't exist.
Joking, aren't you? Of course they can. Getting up to all sorts of stuff. I read about a monkey the other day who worked on the railway. Right? There was another one about a chimp that did a bank job and went off to Spain to sort of...
Shut up!
Right.
What is that?
Little monkey fella. It's come from that little coffee shop. It's been serving coffee. Now that is worth paying £4 for.
No, you're teasing him.
I'm not teasing it. It's working, isn't it? It's serving the t- We want some coffee. Get us some coffee. I've heard about this. You can buy coffee that's been sort of hand-picked by monkeys. It's like coffee, mate. Except it's more sort of coffee primate. Yeah? Hello, little fella. We want coffee.
What do you mean, we?
You're gonna have a coffee, aren't you? What else are you gonna do? Go and look at another 35 volcanoes? I'm staying here, I'm having a monkey coffee, it's brilliant.
You find this amusing?
Jesus, it's a talking monkey. Right, mate, have a couple of coffees.
Don't start now. We're off duty. I'm starved.
What do you mean you're off duty? Have your bananas later? Just get us a couple of coffees. Right, I understand that you're tired and you've probably been on your hands all day. Let's forget the coffee. You go and get some lunch. After you've got some coach, you lazy ass.
You damn human!
helpful.
Lovely. Excellent. So, what's the question?
If you've been listening to the whole show, how many volcanoes do I think's on the island of Lanzarote?
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have it wrong, what I've been saying, but it's roughly around that.
Yeah, so what have you been saying?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Right. Ricky.gervais at xfm.co.uk. You're more likely to win the prize if you leave your address on the email.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we can't really be bothered to phone people or email them back.
So, good point.
Put your address on there and you could win some crap.
In a jiffy bag. Carl's theme tune there, by Placebo. Special Needs. On XFM 104.9.
Alright.
New Year's resolution, Carl?
I don't know. I don't do it. Really.
So what about something like, I don't know, start smoking? Do you mind? There must be something.
No, it's a waste of time, isn't it? I don't bother with that.
Alright.
Me, no, I've never really made any New Year's resolutions. I just be good to people. Just treat everyone as you want to be treated yourself.
Mm.
Give to charity. Hate crime, racism, famine, sexism.
I know you're going to keep to all those, except the give to charity. That's, me and Carl find that a little bit hard to believe.
Never going to happen. Well, you've always got to break at least one of your news resolutions.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I think I'll be nice to Carl. What about learn more? I was thinking that. I want to learn more.
I'm always teaching you stuff.
I tell you what, Christmas telly was dreadful this year. I don't know if I've hit that age where I think about, I think consciously I thought this is worse than usual.
Yeah.
And I ended up watching that Discovery Channel and History Channel again, and I watched 4 episodes in a row of, this fantastic documentary, 1418 War, narrated by Dame Judi Dench. And it's brilliant. I just can't get enough of it. I hated history at school, and now I want to know everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's mine. Learn all the stuff about stuff.
I like learning now. I always say that to you. I'm always looking up stuff. When I was on holiday, even though it was sunny outside and they had big holes to look at if I wanted to, I stayed in and watched Discovery there and was watching stuff about scorpions and that.
Yeah. What did you learn?
Well, nothing, because it was all in Spanish. But I just watched it. What I don't understand is with scorpions, right? They have like this sort of weapons, don't they? They have the poison and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Which can kill a man.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of little animals and that were its sort of enemy.
Yeah.
And it stung them and it didn't kill them. So what's the point?
Well, firstly, not all scorpions kill a man. Some of them, they're-
This one things, did, you said.
Yeah, well, they range from, like, bee stings to so much venom it can take down a horse on things like spiders and snakes and scorpions. So it depends. But a scorpion that will kill a man would kill a rabbit. So I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there was a snake that it stuck its thing into and some sort of beaver, and they were just, like, running about.
There's nothing funny about that, so why are we laughing?
Well, the snake wasn't running about, was it?
Well, it was slithering about a bit.
Yeah? What was the beaver doing when
just,
the snake-
Just sort of, I think it ate it in the end.
What, ate what?
Ate the scorpion, and just wandered off.
Well, it wasn't a beaver!
There you go, you've learned
that.
There's
no way it was a beaver!
Alright, an otter.
It was this is what you've pieced together from a show in Spanish.
Well, I'm just saying though, how come it can't kill something that small, yet there's someone on holiday, that's no sort of danger to that scorpion, we're not gonna harm it. Right? And yet it can kill a man.
So you say, but I don't believe it.
Shut up, mate. Seriously, this is gobbledygook.
Taught you something again, though. That's what I'm
saying.
No,
what have you taught us, though? What is that? What is the fact that's come out of that? A scorpion can kill a man, but the beaver was dancing with a snake, then it ate it.
You do that
That's
all
not
the time,
a fact.
Though.
That's not a fact.
New Year's Eve, I taught him something, right, about, dead people.
No. You know, the things that taught me, I was saying, you're talking shite. He says they found out your soul weighs an ounce.
Your soul?
Yeah. Your soul weighs an ounce.
Right, who found this out?
I read it.
Your arsehole weighs an ounce.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. A soul weighs an ounce. You're talking drivel.
All right.
Have you got any monkey news?
So what did they do? They weighed someone who was alive, and they were waiting for you to die, then weigh you again.
There was someone.
Now you've lost an ounce. Yeah, I'm sorry, it must be your soul shooting off to heaven.
It was someone who was really ill, and they said, we can't do anything for you here, but We've got a bit of an idea that we want to do. We've been to do stuck him on some scales. He said, right, you weigh 9 pounds and an ounce or whatever, because he was wasting away. He died. 9 pounds. Right?
Fine, well, that's proof if proof we needed.
Talking shite.
Monkey news. We might as well leave it.
No, come on,
no,
come
on, tell monkey news.
No, it's nothing that great, really.
Is it worth playing the jingle? Quickly?
Go on, then.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news!
Right, it's about a monkey.
2004.
It's about this woman monkey who was born in 1834. Right? Half monkey, half woman.
No. Not true.
It happened, apparently. It was
impossible.
It was in the Daily Mail. Right?
Okay.
The Victorian Ape Woman was her name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I christened this, thing, Victorian Ape Woman. Well, we thought Sandra. No! I'm calling it Victorian Ape Woman.
She was about 4 foot.
No, didn't happen.
She had lovely thick black hair on her head, and on the back of her legs, and her arms.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, stockings.
Let's have a look.
And she didn't need a bustle because of her huge ape-like arse sticking out the back of her dress.
She was good at reading and sewing.
Good, because they didn't have opposable thumbs, so,
She could speak three languages.
Yes.
She was
human, monkey, and monkey-human.
20 offers of marriage. Does that annoy you, Steve?
absolute twaddle.
All right, well,
that's more rubbish than your soul weighing an ounce.
Let's leave
a Victorian
it there,
monkey
let's
woman.
Leave it there, then.
See you next week with some more twaddle.
I was worried we wouldn't have the old magic in 2004, but we're still talking shit. Merry New Year.